Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 57. Racine police have a death investigation going from early this morning after responding to a report of a man down, bleeding from the head, but also not breathing outside a building in the 800 block of South Main Street. Fire rescue personnel were on their way at around 2:30 a.m. when a police officer at the scene told dispatch to contact the medical examiner. The victim is around 53 years old. Looking around the immediate area for any indication of what might have occurred was part of the initial investigation, as well as officers inquiring about any security video from that area, including the county jail complex. Governor Walker today announced the appointment of attorney Jody Meyer to serve as Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge, replacing the late Judge Michael Wilk, who passed away in March.
Meyer has been a Kenosha County resident for most of her life and practiced law in the county for over 25 years. Her experience includes a variety of criminal, civil, and administrative matters. She's also been a court commissioner in the county since October of last year, a guardian ad litem for 11 years. Current Judge Chad Kirkman wrote that she clearly has earned an excellent reputation as an attorney in Kenosha. Retired Judge Wilbur Warren wrote that her tenure as a court commissioner has given her the experience on the bench and in decision-making that will serve her well as a judge. In his words, to say that she is judicial material is an understatement. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.
With as many people as expected on Racine's lakefront for the 4th Fest Parade Monday morning and then the fireworks show at night, having North Beach clean and no alewives in the water is a major emphasis this weekend. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Mayor John Dickert said the recent problem with alewives is weather-related and the cleanups have to continue for a while.
So any raking up or any assistance that we could get, we'd love to have, because unfortunately, you know, they're being blown in because of the waves and the wind, and it is a big problem. We noticed it a couple of weeks ago. My wife and my kids and I were walking along the pier, and we have to stay diligent on cleaning them up because we have to do it every single day, and we have been for 2 weeks.
The mayor also put out the request for community help in cleaning up the beach since the Public Works Department won't be working for the holiday weekend. As we head into the holiday weekend, and with a lot of people expected to do some boating on Lake Michigan, the U.S. Coast Guard is reminding you about their smartphone app that was developed last summer. Petty Officer Ryan Huber says it can help you make your boat ready for the water and much more.
Go through that checklist of, hey, do I have these things on my boat? Am I being as safe as I can possibly? Have I filed that float plan so if the worst were to happen, someone knows where I'm at? It can even help you report if you're in distress to the Coast Guard.
Huber says the app is free for Android and Apple devices. Don't forget, local water patrols will also be out in force this weekend with safety in mind as officers look for flotation devices and signs of alcohol, among other things. Early holiday travelers got tied up in traffic in Racine County this afternoon after a crash in the northbound lanes of I-94 near Highway C. Two lanes were closed for a time, snarling traffic, and even after one lane was reopened, the backup lasted for a couple of miles. Traffic was also backed up in the southbound lanes. The accident happened about 12:30 this afternoon and was cleared away just after 2. A 31-year-old South Milwaukee man is facing a fifth operating while intoxicated charge after being arrested by the state patrol early this morning. The trooper originally stopped the car driven by Brandon Holtz for speeding, but he was arrested for OWI after failing field sobriety tests. Holtz was also facing charges of operating with a revoked license and having no insurance and an inadequate muffler. A Union Grove man is also facing an OWI fifth offense charge. 66-year-old Thomas Cunningham appeared in Racine Circuit Court today after being arrested yesterday evening at Highways KR and 45 after his vehicle ended up in a ditch. Both men could face up to 6 years in prison if convicted of the OWI charge. 20 years in prison is the sentence for an 18-year-old Racine man who pleaded guilty to a charge of first-degree reckless injury in connection with a shooting incident in January. Joshua Vallon Jr. was also sentenced to 10 years of extended supervision by Racine Circuit Court Judge Michael Piontek this afternoon. The incident happened on January 10th at a Yount Street tavern. One man was shot in the chest while another was shot in the leg following an argument. A man later identified as Vallon was seen on surveillance video leaving the area and firing several shots back toward the tavern. Vallon was originally charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide. He pleaded guilty to the lesser charge. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.